From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. We start this week with some pure fun and perhaps an answer to an age-old question. Why do zebras have stripes? New research lends weight to the idea that the stripes aren't camouflage or an ID system, but rather protection against fly bites. Tim Caro is a distinguished professor of conservation ecology at UC Davis and lead author on the new work. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
There are a handful of ideas out there about why zebras might have stripes, and you say only one of those actually stands up to any rigorous testing. But let's go through some of the others, because those are actually the more commonly known or have been thought to be the more likely. And probably top of the list is the idea that these stripes are some sort of camouflage or in some way help zebras evade predators. What's the evidence that that's not true?
Well, there are a number of different forms of evidence to suggest that that isn't going to work. Firstly, the eyesight of humans is far better than the eyesight of large predators like lions and spotted hyenas. And when you model how these predators would see stripes, they can only really resolve the black and white strips at about 15 meters away, which is probably a distance when they can smell and hear the zebras already. So it's not as if zebras are providing any extra camouflage by being striped when viewed through the eyes of those predators. In addition, across many studies of lions in Africa, you find that zebras are the preferred prey item rather than an item that's avoided by these lions. So it suggests that perhaps if we have got an anti-predator defense working either through camouflage or through confusion, it actually doesn't work very well against this important predator, lions.
Okay, so they're probably not striped to get away from predators. What about the idea that their stripes are almost like a barcode, like some sort of individual ID, or they are in some other way involved in the social structures and social interactions of zebras?
Well, certainly every zebra has got a different sort of stripe pattern. And if you look at enough photographs of zebras, you are able to tell the individuals apart quite easily. But that doesn't mean that the zebras are doing that. So we know that domestic horses, which are either brown, white, or black, can identify individuals by their sight and by their sound quite easily without the use of stripes.
I mean, we're not walking around with stripes on each of us, you know, to identify who we are. We're able to do that through our faces and other features. And you're saying animals are essentially able to do that same thing.
Yes, I think they're very sophisticated at recognizing individuals. It's important for them to do that, and they don't need stripes to do it.
All right. And then there's a third idea, which was completely unfamiliar to me, and that's the idea that somehow being striped could be a mechanism for keeping zebras cool?
Well, the idea here is that the black stripes will absorb heat and the white stripes will reflect heat, and that might set up convection currents above the animal, along the spine of the animal, and thereby cool it. But that doesn't work for a number of reasons. Firstly, logical, convection currents would break up if there was any wind or if the animal itself moved. And secondly, those convection currents wouldn't be set up along the flank or the legs of the animal. It would only work along the back. But most damaging to this idea is some work that was recently done by a colleague of mine in Hungary, Gabor Horvath, who draped pelts over large barrels of water, or else painted those large barrels of water different sorts of patterns, and then looked at the internal temperature of the water in the barrels, and there was absolutely no difference between striped and unstriped barrels. And so that really kills that idea stone dead.
Tim Caro, the last idea is the idea that you've been working on, and that's that stripes help zebras avoid biting flies. I mean, it has seemed to some degree like the least likely, the most outlandish idea, and yet that's what your work points to. Where did this idea first come from?
But it's not my idea. This is entomologists who found this out in the 1980s when they were trying to look at tsetse fly traps and what attracted and dissuaded tsetse flies from landing on different surfaces. And they found that black and white stripes were something that biting flies didn't like to land on. And that's also been replicated many times in different laboratories. And so it was just a simple matter of extrapolating those ideas to members of the horse family. And so in 2014, we brought out a scientific paper that looked at the intensity of striping across different species, members of the horse family, that's the zebras, the asses, and horses themselves.
Right.
And there we found that the intensity of striping on those different species or subspecies was very closely related to the amount of biting fly activity over the course of a year. So where you have months and months of warm, humid weather in which these horse flies like to breed, when you have a large number of months consecutively after each other with those good reproductive conditions for flies, that's the place where you find that these equids are heavily striped.
That's kind of circumstantial evidence in support of this idea. What you've done more recently is actually try to directly test this idea. So how did you do that?
We wanted to find a place where we could actually watch flies coming in to land on zebras. And you can't do that in Africa very easily because you can't get close enough to the zebras. So instead we went to a horse farm in southwest Britain where the owner breeds zebras for conservation. And there we could get close enough to the zebras, about a meter away, to be able to just to watch the flies come in and see what they do. And finally, we thought that it would be interesting to use a zebra-colored fly coat, which is commercially made, to protect horses and see how that worked.
And with all of that, what did you find? How was fly behavior affected by all those stripes?
So the result of all this is that we found that we're getting a large number of flies attracted to zebras and attracted to horses. There was no difference. But at the very last minute, and that's a euphemism for really saying at the very last half second before the before the flies land or want to land on these either zebras or horses, they're having rather a different behavior. So when they're coming into the horse, they slow down, they're starting to decelerate from about half a second away before they make a controlled landing. Whereas when they're coming into a striped pattern, be it a zebra or a striped horse coat, they continue to fly fast. They don't decelerate. And so they either just fly straight past the zebra or else they bump into the zebra and sort of bounce off as if they, anthropomorphically speaking, haven't seen it. And so the zebras are doing something to affect the visual system of the flies just before they're coming in to make a landing.
It sounds like this idea is already in use at horse farms. You said there are these zebra-striped blankets to put over horses. It sounds like maybe all of us should be wearing striped shirts and striped pants when we go out for walks at certain times of the year or in, you know, fly-prone areas.
Well, you've asked two questions there. Firstly, in regards to these striped horse coats, they're not really made specifically for keeping flies away. They're made more because it's a sort of fun thing to wear. So, you know, wouldn't it be cool to have my horse dressed up as a zebra? So I think what we've done here is to show quite conclusively that they work extremely well to keep flies off the horses. Your second question is to whether everybody should be wearing striped T-shirts or striped pants, or whether the horse should be covered in stripy material, is something that we don't know. We can't answer that yet. There's going to be an interaction for sure between who is wearing the striped material. So if your horse is wearing a lot of striped material and you're tending it in the stable, you probably are going to get more bitten than you want to be. And vice versa, if you're wearing a striped suit, your horse may be more bitten than you want it to be. So there's an interaction there that we don't understand. And before I make any recommendations about what to wear when next time you go to the stables, you'll have to wait for that.
Well, Tim Caro, some qualifications there. But with this latest work, are you ready to lay the question of why zebras have stripes to rest? Is this settled science now?
There's no question in my mind that the reason that equids have stripes is to stop biting fly attack. I think that the reasons for that still need to be investigated.
Still some work to do there, but if you'll forgive me a little bit of silliness here as we wind up our conversation, it seems we now know why zebras have stripes, but do we know, are they black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Well, in utero, they're black. They start off black, and then during the development, while they're in the mother's womb, the white stripes start to appear. So one way to answer that question is to say that they start off black and then become white. But I think it's in development, it's complicated.
All right. Well, Tim Caro is a distinguished professor of wildlife ecology at UC Davis, lead author on new work showing that zebras have stripes in order to avoid fly bites. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for your interest.